We had lightning strikes all the way up as far north as northeast of Yakutat to as far south as Seymour Canal, mainly the northern half of the panhandle from Admiralty Island northward in the Hoonah, Gustavus, Juneau, and even up towards Haines area as well.
Any idea of how many or how many per hour?
No, not a specific amount. The lightning detection definitely showed several every hour for several hours in the evening, and most of them tapered off near sunset with some lingering out on the outer coastal areas, which is why we had a lot of, as you noticed, we did send out some alerts through the evening, and that was for the marine community and the strong cells that were out on the outside waters near the fair weather grounds.
There might have been some feeling or some idea among residents who might not have been familiar with the weather that the cells had dissipated or moved away, but they were still in the area, right?
Correct. For land zones, especially in the Juneau area, thunderstorms had definitely diminished and ended. But for the outer coastal areas, we wanted to make sure that the mariners were aware because of the strong gusts that are associated with those thunderstorms, and that definitely has impact to their sailing out there.
What was the time frame of the thunderstorm activity yesterday?
Thunderstorms started being reported around 2:30 in the afternoon. We had reports of power lines down due to fallen trees with associated gusts with the thunderstorms. And that happened out at Lena Loop area, and also even in the valley near Super Bear.
And for somebody who might not be familiar with this type of activity, how do thunderstorms occur, especially here in southeast?
Well, we have an upper-level low that's kind of spinning over the northern half of the panhandle, kind of centered actually up into Canada. And what it was doing is we've got this really hot air that was coming down through Canada around by Yakutat and then bringing in the moist air from the Gulf just slightly. And with the afternoon heating, thunderstorms love heat. And with the afternoon heating, with the air rising, on top of the fact that Juneau is really good for getting thunderstorms, maybe a little bit more than the rest of the panhandle because of the coast mountains. So anything along the coast mountains, typically we'll see a little bit of an enhancement as well as you get the orographic lift helping to enhance a thunderstorm. So this was just a very dynamic and unstable system that just all the players lined up, and we ended up with some thunderstorms.
Still, it's kind of rare for southeast Alaska. It usually happens maybe once every, 5, 10 years, I'm guessing here?
I don't know that stat off the top of my head. It is definitely not something that occurs too terribly often. But when it does, and it can happen. It's not that it can't happen in southeast, but definitely not near as much as in the tropical regions. There was a report of a lightning strike down on Mount Juneau. A photographer was able to get an actual picture of an actual lightning strike, so that's pretty exciting.